For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.
Red FM Breakfast, Niall Horan. Good morning, this is Casey. There's Victoria.
Hello.
It's 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. What day is it today?
It's Emissions Day.
Zero.
Zero Emissions Day.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
The mic is open. If you're going to do that, turn the mic off.
That wasn't me, by the way. KC thinks he's really funny. He has this little sound effect of a fart.
I don't have any sound effects.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Everything on the show is legit and real.
No, it's not.
Authentic.
Not that fart,
and
anyway.
And brewed naturally. Zero Emissions Day worldwide, described as a 24-hour fossil fuel combustion ban. Well, it's not a ban. It's like they're encouraging people not to try and not use it for 24 hours. Which is kind of impossible if you have to get into work.
Which, by the way, just to cut across you there, Cork City are doing their first car-free day this Saturday.
Aren't they?
Which is kind of, you know, in keeping with that. Don't bring your car into the city. Walk, use public transport, go on your bike.
The old park and ride, that kind of thing.
There's all kinds of stuff going on in the city for that on Saturday.
Do you think Cork City would be better if it was car free?
No, I don't know. It's difficult, isn't it? I mean, they are pedestrianising everything now, aren't they?
Yeah. I think Pana, if Pana was like, have you ever been to Barcelona, La Ramblas in Barcelona? If it had that kind of a vibe to it, where it was just, the whole place was like, it had trees and cafes and all that kind of stuff all the way down Patrick Street. And there's only one pub in Pana now. Oh, there's two.
There's the Chateau.
And the Mutton Lane.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
Am I missing anything?
No, they're the only two on Pana, I think.
So maybe someday Patrick Street will be completely pedestrianised.
You're right about that, though. It would look cool, Barcelona.
Anyway, I thought this was funny. A fella puts on a message on Twitter. A fella in my building messaged the group chat saying that he ordered 20 loose carrots from Tesco on delivery, but they sent him 20 bags.
Hello.
I've just gone to his flat to take two off him. The bags of carrots were everywhere. He looked stressed. I fear the burden of all those carrots have broken the man. What would you do with 20 bags of carrots? And some young fella now on work.
You'll be making carrot and coriander soup for the next 4 years. That's what you'll be
that's
doing.
Incredible. Some young fella.
Oh my God.
Young lad on work experience now went, 20 bags.
He seemed very stressed.
I fear the burden of all those carrots have broken him. Oh my God. I would love to know this morning if you have a wedding disaster story for us. Because
I thought you were going to say if you've got a load of carrots.
A load of carrots at home that you need eaten. Oh my God. Two that popped up on my feed this morning. This is coming out of Australia this morning. After 100 people attending a wedding, we're left with horrific food poisoning.
Oh no.
Yeah, it destroyed the whole place. Well, no, obviously they went to the event. The next day, it wasn't pleasant. 100 guests were all food poisoned at this particular Australian wedding, leaving a lot of people ill. And the true test of a new marriage, if your beloved is bent over the sink for 24 hours, and you're beside them on the toilet,
you're holding their hair back.
Yeah, that is the real test of real love, right there. Anybody that's a bit of an unfortunate situation.
Feel sorry for the bride and groom, though.
But that's how your wedding is going to be remembered.
What I mean.
Yeah,
salmonella or whatever. That is strange.
Has anything like that happened at a wedding you've been at? Has there been anything unusual or even just funny or daft things that have happened?
Yeah.
One wedding that I can't remember if I was at it or friends of mine were at it, where the bride and groom, they were off the top table and everybody was doing the speeches, and the groom did a speech.
Right.
And he said, I'm here with my beautiful wife, Susan. I mean, Anna. Give out the ex-girlfriend's name. Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Yeah. There was all those awkward.
Oh, my.
Awkward laughs. Did that happen? Red FM Breakfast to Casey, and there's Victoria Nichols. That can't be real. That message that just came in there, please. Are you serious?
I'm in the middle of messaging that person back to say you've literally just made my week. So I suppose you better let people in on what it says.
You've made me weak. We're talking about your wedding disasters this morning on the show. We were at a wedding in Killarney last year, according to this person, and it was Friday the 13th, and half the hotel flooded. To make things more interesting, the groom wheeled out a piano and informed everyone that he'd learned a new song. So everybody gathered round expecting something from Disney. Instead, it ended up in Tenacious D and Tenacious D's romantic classic, I Want to F You. He sang it to 200 people, including the grandparents. Everybody was speechless, but this is the line I love. He was proud as punch.
I know. I'd say he stood up and took a bow.
Red FM's Cash Machine. Melissa Leah Hart and Got Me in a Mood. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday morning, Vic. All right, message we got into the show. We were at a wedding in Killarney last year, a Cork couple. It was Friday the 13th. Half the hotel flooded on Friday the 13th. I mean, that's what happens on Friday the 13th. To make things more interesting, the groom wheeled out a piano and informed everyone that he'd learned a new song. We all thought it was Disney, but it ended up being Tenacious D in a romantic song called I Want to F You. He sang it to 200 people, including grandparents. He was proud as punch. Who have you got on the line?
Hi, guys. It's Casey.
Casey!
Was that your wedding?
It was indeed, and that was my husband.
That's your husband?
Ah, Casey!
What is going on?
Oh,
and you've even sent in a photograph. That's my husband at piano with brother holding the mic before he realised what the song was.
That gets better.
So even the groomsman didn't know what was going on, Casey?
No, he told nobody except for our photographers, Laura and Benny. And they hadn't, like, they knew he was going to play a song, but they didn't know what song it was.
Yeah.
So nobody knew what song it was. And when he got up, you know, he was like, it was during his speech. And he said, myself and my wife have written this speech, but I have my own one prepared.
Okay.
And he starts walking towards the stage. Now, I knew he started learning piano only 2.5 years before the wedding.
Okay, so he was building up to this, was he?
Oh, he was building up to it, yeah. Oh, but I hadn't spotted the piano covered in the sheet on the stage. So when he goes up, he's on about like how this is such a romantic song. It's one of his favourites. And Piano Man is his trick. So I was like, oh, it's Piano Man.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Okay. Bit of Joel. Lovely.
Yeah, great tune.
Yeah. And then he goes, it's by one of my favourite bands. And it just, I got a flashback to being upstairs and I could hear him practicing F.U. Gently on the piano downstairs. And I was like, oh, that sounds like F.U. Gently.
Oh my God.
And when he said it's one of my favourite bands, I just shouted the name of the song. And he started roaring laughing. He's like, well, my wife knows what it is, but everybody else was just like, what?
And what colour were your grandparents when this song was going on? What colour were their faces? Was it like white? Very, very white.
It was our best man's grandmother was there, but she hadn't a clue what was going on. But I was more worried about my dad because my dad's a guard. And he gets up in front of my dad to sing this song about his, like, oh. So, like, thankfully, all our lads, like, all our friends knew the song and he wasn't alone. They sang along and I sang along. But there was no mic stand. So what happened was he was like, oh, there's no mic stand, so we'd have to make do. But my brother didn't know what song it was, and he legged it up onto the stage, grabbed the microphone, and was like, I'll hold it for you. And then when he heard the words, he was like, I shouldn't be standing here holding it.
Casey, that is one of the greatest wedding stories I've ever heard in my
Casey,
life.
Casey, you've literally made our year.
That is incredible. And by the way, you looked incredible on your wedding day.
You did, you're beautiful.
Thanks very much.
You're still married, yeah?
Yeah, we're still married. Oh, I supported him with that song, but... Yeah. He did say at the end, a wise man, which was my dad, once said, better to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission. And he's so lucky he didn't ask for permission.
100%. Casey, thank you so much for ringing in.
Legend.
Great to hear from you,
you're
right?
Welcome, guys.
Cheers.
What a story. Oh, my good God. And apparently, according to other people who were at that wedding, there is video footage as well.
Oh, we have to see it.
Outstanding. Right, 2 minutes to 8 o'clock.
With KC on Cork's Red
FM. Anyway, welcome to Thursday. 21st today.
Can you believe it?
Good morning, you beautiful creatures. I hope life is good for you all. It's a nice morning out there. I see a little smither of sunshine over Bishopstown. Loads going on in Cork.
Yeah.
Cork Culture Night 2023 is going to take place across the city and county on Friday. Loads of free events in the city. They just have music in the City Hall Plaza, Bus Station, English Market, Science of the Dragons Show at Millennium Hall, exhibitions and workshops in the Crawfords and the Glucksman's Gallery. just have a look at the Culture Night website.
Yeah,
and
loads.
Go and support everything. And there's loads in the county as well.
There is, yeah.
For you to go and check out. And Free Car Day is coming
That's
as
it.
Well.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Cork City as a car-free zone permanently?
Don't mind it, really. You sold it to me with the Barcelona.
Le Ramblas.
Yeah.
Le Panlas. Le Panalas.
Le Panalas,
whatever
yeah.
we call it. But that's going to be happening as well. Saturday from midday. Bear that in mind if you're planning. You know, people will go, do you know, no, we'd fancy a drive around Cork City. And then you go in and the place is shut down. So watch out for that. So, Victoria, really, it's really busy. It's like, you know, it's the place to be.
It is.
You know, Cork. And we take a look at things that are happening around Cork and the beautiful people that live in it. And we examine Cork life, don't we? Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15 on Thursday morning. Good morning.
Confidence is being from Cork, where even your own shadow brags about being yours. Cork life! A morning stroll can be avoided if you put your two Jack Russells up on a very fast treadmill. Cork life! John's got a pure lazy eye because his old lady didn't put a plaster on it when he was a young sham. Cork life! Who's that gormy walking home from the chipper? You need to cut back on the three and ones, kid. Get some exercise.
All the langers, so many langers, they all go hand in hand together.
I get up in the morning, I take a blast off me vape and then I put on Neil Prendeville on Red FM. Cork life! I contemplate going to the shop and then I actually go to the shop and halfway there I realise I've no trousers on. Cork life! I feed the ducks up the lot like I sometimes feed the sparrows too, but I don't like the swans, they rock me fags. Cork life! And then I'm happy for the rest of the day walking around with a smile on my face because I knows I'm from Cork life.
It's about really, isn't it? It's all about Cork life.
It is. But somebody just messaged in here and made a very good point. They're a Brit like me and they just said they appreciate that you've taken a Britpop classic and given it a Cork edge.
Nice work. It's Red FM, good morning, 8:17. Right, let's do a bit of this.
Let's get some money. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Money. Show me the money. This is the 1,000 euro pop quiz. Show me the money.
Hello, Tina.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Tina.
Tina, how's your Cork life this morning? Where are you exactly?
I'm in the city, and my Cork life is fabulous this morning.
Brilliant. What's the plan for the day? What are we doing?
Well, I'm working, but
okay.
I might win 1,000 euros. So
that
could be
pesky
okay.
thing that we all have to do to get
That's
by.
It. Yeah,
I know.
Very good. Let me see now. From the tone of her voice and the energy and the happiness, she's dealing with the public, isn't she?
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah, okay. And she's got great phone manner and a lovely energy about her. So she's working in some kind of customer support?
No, retail.
Okay.
Oh, you were close.
Yeah, women's clothing.
There
okay.
you go.
Okay, where are you working?
I work in Vermoda.
Oh, very good.
I've never been there, to be
Vermoda?
Honest with you. Never been
you
there.
You have to come. We can kid you out.
Really? In what?
Is it Jack Jones? They still have Jack Jones upstairs, Tina.
We used to be, but we're in Blackpool Shopping Centre now, and
okay.
Douglas Court.
Right. There you go.
We moved.
Pop into Tina today, and she will give you she'll give you a wink and a smile, and a, I don't know, is there any discounts flying around today? any deals in the shop?
No pressure.
Oh yeah, always.
There's always deals. All right, Veramode at Blackpool Shopping Centre. That's where you need to be later on. The best of luck. Let's play. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Question 1. Who played the lead role in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Which British band is known for hits for like Yellow, Fix You and Viva La Vida?
Coldplay.
In the TV series Friends, what is the name of Ross and Monica's dog when they were kids?
Chi-Chi.
Question 4. What Hollywood actress starred as Katniss Everdeen in the Hunger Games film series?
Oh, I haven't seen this.
It's a female lead. Absolutely brilliant. She's been in a load of movies. She's one of the biggest female Hollywood stars.
God. Charlize Theron.
Question 5. What is the name of Beyonce and Jay-Z's first child?
Blue Ivy.
Question 6. Who directed Pulp Fiction?
Quentin Tarantino.
The critically acclaimed TV series set in the 1960s resolves around advertising executives. Can you name it?
Fraser? No.
Question 8. Who is often referred to as the Queen of Pop with hits like a Virgin?
Madonna.
Question 9. Which legendary rock band released the album The Wall in 1979? U2 or Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd.
And I got stuck on one question there. I wasted a bit of time, so I'm going to give you question 10. Who were the lead roles in the movie Fight Club?
Oh my God, Casey, what are you doing to me?
Was I a bit movie heavy this morning, was I?
You were a bit movie heavy, yeah. I haven't a clue.
Have you ever seen Fight Club?
No.
With Edward Norton and Brad Pitt.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, Edward Norton and Brad Pitt.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well done. Great answer.
That one.
Tina.
Oh, Tina.
All right.
Oh, God, that was disaster.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't at all. You got Leonardo DiCaprio. You got Coldplay. You got Chi-Chi. Jennifer Lawrence was the answer.
Oh.
Jennifer Lawrence is in The Hunger Games. Blue Ivy is correct. Tarantino is correct. Mad Men. Have you ever seen Mad Men?
No.
Brilliant show.
No.
Unbelievable show.
Man shows.
Yeah. She got a point. I haven't seen Hunger Games either.
Well, like a Virgin from Madonna, you got that correct as well. And you got Pink Floyd, which is correct. And then Edward Norton and Brad Pitt, you missed that one at the end. So you missed it by 3, but you did really well.
She did do well.
Okay.
Well done. You can be proud of yourself, Tina.
Tina.
Thanks, guys.
We have a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Yep. You can go and get something nice and then they'll pop into you and you give them something nice.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Have a lovely day today, all right?
You too, guys.
See
ya.
Pop quiz back tomorrow. Another €1,000 up for grabs. 8:22. Checking the traffic next for you. And hang on, because we've got a massive, massive cash machine. Plus, I want to get you on a skiing holiday before 9 o'clock this morning.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
8:37 is the time. Red FM is what you're waking up to. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding. By the way, Calvin Harris on Red FM exclusively on Friday night. I'll tell you more about that in a little while. But now, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about saving money. Old Miser over there in the corner has been accumulating some really handy tips for you to live. So this lady has lived free for a whole month.
Yeah.
Saved a fortune. How did she do it?
Okay, this is how she did it. She removed her credit and debit cards from her wallet and just had a €10 note for emergencies. She filled up her car at the start of the month and she did a big shop. She stopped buying clothes online in work breaks.
Every woman in Cork just went.
Yeah, I know.
Geez, I better stop doing that.
She got free parking, so she basically parked 20 minutes away from where she was supposed to be, and then she got free parking and got her steps in.
Okay.
She picked her friend a bunch of flowers from her garden for her birthday instead of going to the florist.
All right,
that's nice, Casey. Don't say anything nasty now. It's nice.
She robbed flowers from somebody else's garden.
No, she picked them from her own garden.
Oh, from her own garden? That's allowed. Yeah, okay.
Is that allowed, is it?
It is. But
we got that one past you, did we? Did we? I actually just think that's a really nice gesture. Mm. Anyway, moving on. She had a picnic instead of going for lunch with friends. She touched up her roots at home instead of going to the hairdressers because she got some hair dye during COVID.
How do you do that?
What do you mean?
How do you touch up your roots at home?
I don't know. I go to the hairdressers. You get somebody to help you do it, I suppose.
I thought you had to Google ancestry.com.
No.
No?
You were That's a really bad joke. Dad joke.
Sorry.
Do you want me to tell you the last one or not?
Please do.
She took packed lunches to work. Guess how much she saved? €520 for in a month.
From all the bits and bobs?
Yep.
Here's the thing. If you were to take your bank statement and you look at it and you go through it with a highlighter, you were like, there were 20 or 30 things here. It was absolute rubbish I didn't need.
So true.
Good advice.
So true.
All right.
That's what
are we doing? Fill up the car at the beginning of the month.
Yeah. Park, big shop.
Park in Mallow.
Yeah.
Make your way into the city. And then pack lunches.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
That's how you save money. Yeah. This is how you make it.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
And what a jackpot. You won't have to worry about packed lunches. You can fly your helicopter into work. €100,000 is what somebody's going to win tomorrow. So you have today and a bit of tomorrow to get involved in Red FM's Cash Machine. So Teresa Conley became the 97th big winner last Friday. She won an incredible amount of money, over €50,000. And we've had six people that have won the €100,000 jackpots. And you will be lucky number seven. Is seven your lucky number?
Is it, yeah.
100,000 is what you got to remember. That's €100,000 that you are going to win if you get that phone call. So the very best of luck. Text RED to 57557. That's RED to 57557. It's going to cost you €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You got to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. RedFM.ie will get you all the T's and C's. The entry has to be in tomorrow by 3 p.m. Barry makes that call. Five rings. Answer that phone. If you miss the call, you miss the money. €100,000, Vic.
Wow.
Text RED to 57557. That's RED to 57557. If you want to get your name in for that phone call, as always, the very, very best of luck. I really want somebody in here Monday morning picking up that check.
Life-changing cash and Cork's hit music. Red FM. Vic's VIPs. Cork's Red FM.
And we have confirmation that that story is 100% true. Couldn't have written it. Happened in a hotel in Killarney.
That's so funny. I don't think I'll ever get over that story. It's so funny.
There has to be video footage of that, though.
I just want to see your man proud as punch at the end.
Little bow. And I hope he's wearing a little penguin tail jacket as well.
Right, VIPs. Actress, writer, producer Margot Robbie. And if you were listening yesterday, you'll get that joke. She's been marching through the streets with a fellow striking actors. This is massive strike going on. Do you know much about this? The writers' strike.
Is this still dragging out, is it?
It is. Seems to be going on for quite a while now, but she's been throwing her weight behind the strike, and she's been out on the streets protesting with fellow actors, wearing an on-strike T-shirt and holding a placard. I saw the pictures. And this is, by the way, off the back of one of her biggest blockbusters of the summer, which is the Barbie film, which, wait for this, right? This has grossed globally $1.3 billion.
Yeah, it's incredible. Phenomenal.
They're going to make
about 10 of them now, probably.
Have you seen it yet?
I haven't, but I've seen it pop up on Sky Cinema yesterday. You can now stream it at home. I will watch it because I need to, because everybody, like even fellas that I know that wouldn't be into that kind of theme of movie said, do you know what, it's not bad.
There you go. Well, I haven't watched it either, so both of us, that's our homework, Casey. We need to watch the Barbie movie. Mm-hmm. Right. And then also, this is funny, she's admitted that she loves Aran jumpers and she owns a few.
Yeah.
So have you ever owned an Aran jumper?
Probably. The time I was in that trad band from called Brendan Hippie and the Travelling Wilburys, or whatever you recall. I can't remember, but yeah, I probably had one years ago.
Yeah, I remember about those, I remember being wearing them as a kid, and I just remember them being really itchy and really hot.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody that loves Aran jumpers. But anyway, she's a really big fan of the Aran jumper.
We're heading into Aran jumper wedding.
We are.
Weather.
Another question. Do you sing in the car?
No.
Don't you?
I don't really, no.
I do. Yeah. Like, it's proper, like...
Let it roar.
Concert, audience, the whole shebang.
Oh, you're there. You're on
stage.
I'm
there. Yeah. I'm at the traffic lights, like, you know, the person in the car next to me looks over and goes, what on earth is wrong with her? Well, American basketball legend LeBron James loves an old sing-song in the car, especially to Diddy's new album. This dropped last week. I don't know if you've heard any of it, but it's kind of sort of smoochy, romantic-y.
R&B-ish.
A bit obviously R&B-ish, yeah. And LeBron's named three other tracks as his favourites, and he's posted a video of himself singing along to the tracks while driving in his, and I have to tell you this, when I first saw this word, it says driving in his Maybach.
Yeah.
I had to look up what that meant because I didn't know. It's a Merc.
It's a Merc, yeah. It's a division of Mercedes, but it's like a 250 grand car.
There you go.
The cheapest one is probably 250.
Here he is singing in his Merc.
All right. Not bad. Good voice there, LeBron. I mean, that's you, except it's your Honda Civic, or what is it you're driving at the moment?
I don't drive a Honda Civic. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with Honda Civics.
It's a beautiful car. One of my first cars.
Was it?
Yeah, but you have a proper boy racer mobile. She has the big exhaust out the back and the Burn Baby Burn sticker on the back.
Spoiler on the back. Massive spoiler. No, I don't. I actually drive an Opel Insignia, but anyway.
It's Liam Gallagher's birthday today. Happy birthday, Limo. We send our love to you. Here's my favourite Liam Gallagher story, as told by his brother Noel, about Liam trying to preserve a bottle of champagne.
Right. Our kids round at my house one night, and he opens the fridge, and there's a bottle of champagne in it with a fork in. And he says, "What have you got a fork in the bottle of champagne for?" And I said, "Well, it keeps it fresh." "Does it?" I said, "Yeah, it keeps it fresh." And he went, "I'm not having it." And I said, "That champagne... it's 2 days old. Still fizzy." And he's like, "No way, that's amazing." About a week later, I went round to his house. He had a fork and a pint of milk.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Travel expressway from Cork to Killarney and Tralee on Route 40. Book in advance to get the best fare and reserve your seat on expressway.ie.
Cork's Red FM.
Why are you so happy this morning? It's because you're a viral sensation. Victoria's crying, sobbing video is heading for 2 million views on
crazy.
All platforms. But you know what?
I look like a snivering mess in it.
No, you don't. You look like a woman that I wounded with a poem. I'll have to make it up to you tomorrow. I don't know. Phil, how's it going, man? How are you?
All good, kiss to yourself.
Hey, Phil.
What part of Cork are you in, Phil?
Cove.
Down in Cove. Hold on a sec. Is this Phil the photographer?
I take one or two legs.
Yeah, you're the cruise ship man who sent us in some lovely shots.
You see, I made a mistake, but Phil is so gallant that he came on the air. I phoned him thinking that he wanted to do the ski competition.
You might as well have a go, Phil.
And then he said he was a good sport.
Yeah, I'm here to help.
Well done, Phil.
You're up against Megan this morning. Morning, Megan.
Morning.
Megan, this is Phil. Phil, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
best to look to you both. This is also that awkward bit that we do with people where we won't leave them in the pub on their own.
No, don't do that today.
No. Lads and lady, we have some clues here. Shout out your name if you know the answer. And shout out your name if you think you know the answer. We'll ask you if you get it right, you got the voucher and you're in the draw for tomorrow. If you're wrong, we keep moving on. Are we ready to go? Best of luck. All right. Celebrity is known for his outspoken opinions. He's been involved. Megan?
Piers Morgan?
No, it's not. Good guess, though.
Yeah.
He's been involved in controversies relating to real estate.
Oh.
Phil.
Phil.
Donald Trump.
Phil, you chancer. Well done. It was Donald Trump. Good man. Megan, I'm so sorry.
Megan.
No bother.
He pipped you to it, Megan. You can give it a go tomorrow with Megan if you want as well. We'll try, might make your way back onto the show. Okay, Megan?
Thanks, guys.
I'm very sorry. Take it easy. Phil, you got a €250 voucher.
Well done.
For Top Flight. That's for something you weren't planning on winning.
No,
well
that's
done.
For sending a photo in.
So you got the €250 voucher for Top Flight Holidays. You can choose somewhere nice and head away in a little bit of a break.
Happy days.
First, that's amazing. Thanks very much.
And you're in the draw for the ski holiday for tomorrow as well, okay?
Even though you didn't plan on being, but you know.
Don't even like skiing. Cheers, Phil. Nice one. See you later.
Thanks,
all right. And it's always thanks to Top Flight. We are sending you away for a 7-night holiday to the charming resort of Westendorf in Austria. It includes return flights from Cork to Salzburg, accommodation, breakfast, evening meals, lift passes. It is an incredible prize from an incredible tour operator. Ireland's award-winning Top Flight. See topflight.ie if you're thinking about going skiing or you want to check out their amazing holidays online. That is topflight.ie, because tomorrow one of our daily qualifiers is going to be heading away.
For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.